Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You are watching BHL's first after show for Greenleaf. Stay tuned for all the church family drama. Wow, welcome, Black Hollywood fans. We are watching Greenleaf. I'm here joined by my co-host, Carter, and Stacy.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Right. This is a really intense, amazing show, so I'm very excited to be on the panel.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yes,
a lot. We want to hear your questions, your comments. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong.
You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace.
You guys can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Nice.
Wow, what three episodes. We had a lot of action packed in a couple of days, huh, guys?
I'm in awe, honestly.
Yeah, I love the story. I love that it's different. It's a different telling. It's not Empire. It's just a different story. Mm-hmm. What would you guys take away from it?
Foundation, family, church. This is realistic.
It was very raw.
It's very realistic because this goes on today in the church and in families, period, whether black, white, whatever. This is really happening.
Absolutely. And there's so many dynamics to a family, the people that are married in, the people that are trying to leave, the people that like were kind of in the family like Noah, but they're like kind of not anymore. It's like there's so many dynamics to it. It's just a lot.
Yeah, and that first episode, I mean, for me, it's always tough for me to get into a series because, like, just you got to take some time.
Right.
But that first episode, with the little hints and nuggets they kept dropping about each little character, something more was just revealed. You know, so what was your kind of, like, big moment that kind of hooked you into the show?
I think we both agreed from the first. So, the dinner scene.
Yeah.
In the first episode.
The first time they're together.
Oh, my God. And just a little tea on that, I found out that was the first episode on the first day of shooting.
Oh.
So, like, they all get together. Hi, nice to meet you. I've never met you. What's up? Okay, let's all sit down.
It was really their first.
It was their first. It was, like, all real. And there were some characters who talked about the guy who plays Kevin, Ty White. He's so great. He talked about. He didn't have a lot of lines, but he got to, like, watch everyone in that moment. And then you see, like, Lynn Whitfield with her eyes telling us everything in the what is going on?
We had to mention you were at the premiere, so you had to talk to a lot of these people.
This cast is wonderful. They genuinely, like, it's crazy because I think because I did get to meet them and I saw their personalities, I know that they are, like, acting because I'm like, none of y'all act like this. You know what I mean? And that's what really hooked me because I'm like, I see them and I watch series. I'd already watched the premiere, but then I watched it again and I'm like, so that was the first scene. That's what hooked me. I don't know if that's the same for you.
Yeah. Like I said, like we were having a conversation that even my mom, shout out to my mom, even when she watched the show, she was like, the dinner table scene is intense. I mean, just some of the stuff, for example, Carissa, was that her name?
Carissa,
I mean, she was eating. I mean, she was eating Gigi alive. In my opinion, she was attacking. Mm-hmm. And I understand where she was coming from with the questions she was asking, but there's a certain way that you ask questions.
She sounded aggressive, right? Like she was just ready.
That wasn't the way to ask the question. So that was the scene for me.
You know, for me, it was that scene obviously knocked out the park.
Yeah.
But I love when they were doing the introductions or, you know, she sees her father for the first time.
Yeah.
And just the way she looked at her uncle and then the way she greets the mother. And she's like, welcome home.
It's the same thing with us. It's always that made me kind of sad.
Because
like for her to come back and it's like, okay, so now we know that there's, you know, where the fault starts.
Yeah.
And to even go to episode three and it's still like the same relationship, like they're not planning on, you know, and then they show us previews and I'm like, this is gonna get worse.
Yeah.
Right. This is not gonna actually get better.
Yeah.
So what is really going on? But anyway, so yeah, that was a little sad for me to watch. But yeah.
Yeah, and I loved well, there's so many characters. Let's just go ahead and talk about Oprah's character, Mavis.
Because like,
they just kind of put her out there, and she's sort of the black sheep, and she's doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost feel that kinship between her and Grace.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about her character and like how she's going to play a role throughout the season?
You go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to the fact that you could already tell that they had a special chemistry when Oprah, when she called her.
Mm-hmm.
And she called her and was like, you need to get down here and see me. And you could just tell by the way they spoke on the phone that they were going to have a special bond.
Yeah.
That there was already one there.
Right.
So that for me was like, okay, let's see where they're going to take Oprah's character. Because first off, with this being kind of like Oprah's show, we all wanted to see what's Oprah's role going to be.
Right,
you know,
is
she going to have a main role? Is she going to have kind of a side role?
Yeah.
Is she going to be just on certain episodes?
I heard she was almost considering playing Gigi's part.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Initially, very early on, when they came with the idea, they were saying, you're going to be Grace. And then she read it and she loved it was Rich, which said, not Gigi's part, sorry, Lady May. Yeah, oh, not okay, Gigi's okay, part okay. of the mom.
And I'm like, that would have been really interesting. Huh?
And she thought it was a very rich role, but she said she could see nobody else but Lynn Whitfield playing that role.
I agree. I agree.
Lynn Whitfield, y'all, I can't with the eyebrows. I can't. I can't. And that's I'm going to have to pause on that. I want to go back to Oprah because my thing is, first of all, in the show, they keep writing special guest star Oprah Winfrey. And I'm like, she's not a guest star. Yeah. Like, she's giving me what I need.
Yeah.
And my fear going into it was, you know, Oprah's such a dynamic character without being an actress.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to watch and I'm going to be like, oh, it's Oprah instead of a character. But no, like, and even when I talked to her, she's got this NDIRE mixture with, like, you know, Maya Angelou type thing with the owning the bar and the nightclub or whatever that is. And the clothes they put on her. I like the wig that they chose. Like, I believe her as Mavis.
I love that.
Especially when she talked to her brother.
Because she said, I saw this as Maya Angelou owning a bar.
Yes. I believe you 100%. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, this is very my, that's like, the first I person I thought about too. So I'm happy. I'm very happy. And I hope to see her in more episodes.
Yeah. And so we just go back to relationships, I guess.
Yeah.
I love that Grace has come back to the church. But wasn't that a quick kind of turnaround for you?
For her to already be, I'm like, dang, Dad.
Yeah. Well, with knowing why she kind of came back, I understand.
Yeah.
But I can agree. It was kind of, but that's a quick transition. It doesn't take you to go to church one time. For me personally, especially how long they made it seem like she's been out the church.
Yeah. Right.
It's kind of like you don't just get condemned from run service and it's like, okay, Lord, I'm coming back.
I mean, it's possible.
It's possible.
And I got a little bit, but her actually staying and moving, that's where I was like, really?
I'm like, so where's all your stuff? Like, well, where's your apartment? Did you sell that? You know, yeah, that was a little tough.
And
but
she
I
got
think,
the job, too.
Right. But that's a daddy's girl thing. Yeah. I feel like if I was like, Dad, I've been gone and I want you, he'd be like, cool, come back.
Y'all,
like
she had her own office already with her name on the door.
Trust
like
me,
he
that
was
is,
waiting for
that
her.
Is
he,
a da- he absolutely...
And that's the next thing. Is he a master manipulator? Because there were moments where he started off and I was just like, oh, what a warm love. Like, he's going to be the person this whole thing that I'm like, can turn to.
Right.
But then you just kind of see that he seems to be.
Yeah,
he gave that sermon where he brought her back and then he tells her, when he sits her down in her office and he says, the difference between being a pastor and ministering.
Right.
And really what he was saying was, what you're going to do with what I tell you to keep these donors happy.
Hmm.
What did you guys think about? Oh, that's what I took away from it.
Yes, that's exactly what I took.
Because initially I was like, oh, he's being so helpful. He's kind of, and then do this for this, you know, this donor.
It's funny that you say that because I actually wrote it down somewhere in my notes, but I kind of wrote down that their church is ran like a business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can already tell that this is a business. It's not... It doesn't really seem like a place of true worship. It seems more like it's a company.
Yeah. But the thing is...
And I understand because it's a mega church.
I was going to say, because it's a mega church. For guests who are coming to the church, I'm sure they don't know behind the scenes. We're getting the behind the scenes love.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on. Like, no, you know, I've gone to mega churches and I don't know what, and this is not TD, I'm just using examples. Mm-hmm. I don't know what TD Jakes and them do. I don't know what Joel Osteen and them do.
The
when I go,
it,
I'll be, yes. Okay. You know, I get that.
Yeah.
And that's what it's, and that's how you know that their business is being run correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correctly for them.
Yeah.
And they, you know, in their mind, they're like, we're doing it right because we keep building this church.
Yeah.
But then behind the scenes, what it takes to build a mega church is the scary part.
Yeah, and I loved it just in the way that, because now I kind of view the father as a little bit of a manipulator, but
absolutely,
he's so brilliant at it because he knows that scripture back and forth. So no matter what thing you're going to give him, he's going to give you something right back. You're like, well, I guess that's right.
Right.
That is the snake. That's the serpent. Yeah. For real.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm. And so, before we even go further with kind of Grace and her relationships, the whole daughter, her daughter is really kind of falling into this gray area right now and adjusting. What'd you think about that little, you know, doing the Ritalin? And
oh my God.
I didn't know you could
sniff Ritalin. First off, I was like, whoa. They're like taking them as regular pills. They're sniffing it.
And that's
like,
the thing.
What?
If you're 15 and they're like, do you want to do all this stuff? I don't remember being like, yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what this is. So she's like ready to do it all. And I'm like, girl, what is going on? What are you running from? Like, what do you need right now that you're like, I want to get high? Sure. Like, it's a little too fast for me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because is her cousin? Is it her?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a neighbor or who.
No, I think it's her cousin.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm like.
Isn't the daughter of Carissa?
Okay, so it's her cousin. So her cousin is hilarious for one. Hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm like,
sniffing real.
God is good. God is good all the time. I said, she playing y'all like a fiddle.
Okay.
She is playing y'all like a fiddle. Wow. So I think her character is so fun and so necessary for this for a young age because I think if you are the daughter of a mega church or whatever, You know how exposed you are?
And she already has that rebellious soul.
Yeah.
She already has that rebellious soul. Even when she was laying on the couch and she was like, Mom, I don't want to go to the church sit-in. You know, the little youth thing they had. And she's like, just go. You'll have a good time. You'll have a good time. It's not about that. But she's already developing that, what they call it, the preacher's kid. That syndrome, that rebellious. So.
Gosh, it's like unfortunate because she hasn't even had a chance to like decide if she wants to be a part of the. You know what I mean? Like she was kind of thrown into it, especially from what we've been told. Grace didn't have a lot of exposure in the church when they were out of the church. You know, they weren't doing. She was like, "Oh, Easter and whatever," and it's like, Easter. "Y'all, Patty." But anyway, I don't love it.
I just like that when the daughter said something about she was the black girl in the white school, and now she's the white girl in the black school.
That's hilarious.
I was just watching her adjust and like having to find her way, and like so I feel like she's headed for more instability.
Yeah, instability. That's a perfect way to describe it because she's a kid, so we don't want to be like, oh my gosh, she's falling into all this bad stuff.
It's childhood.
Oh, perfect.
And we have the, I guess the thug of the group is Uncle Mac. Like
the thug of the group. Uncle Mac and I, we don't get along. Yeah.
There was funny tea, like you mentioned, when they all were meeting. When she was like, when the mom was like, are you going to say hi to your Uncle Mac? And she looked at him and was like, hello. Yeah. I already knew something wasn't
right. I didn't know it was going to be this serious, right?
Absolutely. I don't like his character at all.
Yeah.
Him as a person. Him as a character. I'm not feeling it because he still has so much power.
Yeah.
That's what I would love to know that he was a little bit more fallen in the beginning.
Yeah.
But you know, I hate
even fully excused.
May, like he's not, you know, the bishop and first lady are not excusing him. They're not giving him any type of repercussions. Because they still don't believe it, and how do you not believe this?
And I think that they allude to it so many times about the pastor being blind to what's happening, and maybe that's why Faith killed herself. So it's just like this whole unfortunate situation. But do we think there'll ever be any resolution of that?
The way it's looking,
what could
I don't
be?
Know. I mean, to me, the way it's looking, resolution is either he's going to jail or he has to go.
Somebody's getting shot in this.
Yes,
season.
Right.
Yeah. I saw there was a guy. I don't know.
But I'm like, he's going to have to go because, like they said, clearly this is not the first time.
Yeah.
You know, and with that being said, it's like, okay, at some point in time, this needs to stop.
Yeah.
You guys cannot continue to turn the left shoulder,
And
or the
my
left
thing
cheek,
is
you
like,
know what I'm saying?
If you're a father, bishop or no bishop, if you hear that's the case and you're not investigating it to the 1,000%,
point blank,
what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Even if you're like, I don't believe it, it's my bro. Like, no, you got to investigate because your daughter just told you something that you need to know.
Yeah.
That's your daughter.
Right.
So that part is like,
you'd be a man of God at that.
That part's making me a little uncomfortable. I'm like, okay, when is Mac going bye-bye?
I'm just kind of waiting for him to get out of it.
Yeah.
And then we got the Carissa and Jacob. I mean, I love Carissa's character because she seems so strong.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out right off the bat, they don't have your side piece texting you.
You know,
so you let him have this?
Wasn't that crazy?
You know what?
I did not think she knew. Now, I knew he was doing something in the bathroom. I figured he was texting the side piece. But when she was like, and tell your side piece, my mouth dropped, y'all.
Yeah.
My mouth dropped.
The funny thing is I'm tweeting her right now. Because I was like, Kim Hawthorne, you're amazing.
Yeah. Hello?
Her character, guys, there's so much going on.
So many layers.
By the time, like, from episode 1 to episode 3, I'm like, okay, so she's just running her man. She just wants the power. Got it. And then she goes to 3, and she's like, we need therapy. And I'm like, wait, does she actually care?
Yeah.
What? So I loved that they surprised us. Tell your side chick, don't disrespect me.
Okay,
you can't disrespect me.
I will not be disrespectful.
I said, but you are disrespectful currently. What are you talking about? Yeah. So I wanted to know. You know, I can't wait to just find out more about their marriage and when did it get to that point, you know, because it's so unfortunate. Like, they have kids together, and Jacob is just so enamored with any other woman besides his wife, and I don't understand that. So, and it's...
Well, they definitely make her not, like, attractive as a person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they make her, like, sharp.
Yeah, and, like, hard, like,
She's trying, like, I think she has to do that now because, like she said... I still am working for something too. And if you're going to text at the dinner table in front of everybody.
Well, I just don't understand. What is she working for? I mean,
she's confused.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you why I think she's confused. Because when they sat down and had the meeting with the other couple.
Yeah.
And they were really showing what real love is. Mm-hmm. You can really just, you can feel that the love was real. You know what I'm saying? When they were talking about love at first sight and the first kiss, I knew she was the one, and they knew each other were the one. When you can look at her face, she was kind of like, really?
That's not what happened with us. Yeah.
To me, it seems like she wants that. She yearns for that. Her character, she's confused because she knows that her marriage is not right with her husband.
Yeah.
But she wants to make it work, but he's gone. I think he's done. You can kind of tell he's checked out, which is unfortunate for her because she genuinely, she wants to work it out. Yeah. I can tell she wants to work it out, but she's confused. She has a hard way of showing it.
So let's just say that he is gone. How long does he want to be gone and in the same relationship? Mm-hmm. Like, did he think he could just cheat for 40 more years? Yeah. Or, like, what does he want to do? Does he want to, like, he's not stepping up as anything to me. Like, he's not saying, listen, I want a divorce and I don't want to put you through this, or, hey, I want to work on it. He's just...
Or maybe he feels he can't because she's not going to have it.
And see, that's what I'm... Okay, that's what, exactly what I mean. Okay. Her approach is so... Yeah. Her approach is so, I'm going to bite your head off.
She's not like, trying, y'all. I have to defend her because, like, he's petty.
Well, no, but I think it's her approach, because there were times at the dinner table when she was questioning her about Christianity, it felt like she genuinely wanted to know, but the way she was saying it was like...
I just want
to
know. Like, yeah, like, how do you go from this to that? Yeah, like, she was attacking Gigi.
I agree. Yeah. No, the dinner table is a whole nother thing, y'all. Right. She said, are you one of those... Are you even a Christian?
Okay. Like, are you one of those people?
Have y'all even met? Like, yeah, I wasn't really feeling that at all. Definitely didn't appreciate that in Carissa. But I think that, like, overall, she's just really protective.
Yeah.
And she's really trying to hold her own at the table. Because, like I said, all the members that are married in, you see they all have that. Like, Isabel has that same thing. Like, so, you left, you're independent. Like, they all kind of have that snarky thing because... Mm. This is a mega church, and they have to fit in.
Her problem is she's too transparent. People can see it coming. Like, if you're going to throw shade, throw it shade.
Yeah,
like, just don't come
full shade.
Forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
What somebody used to say, one of my teachers in school used to call it one of my bosses at my old job used to call it a flower bomb. You throw in shade, but you do it in a way that it's not like smells a rude good. Way. It smells good, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And she just has smell shade.
She has not gotten it. No, like, Lady May called her out when they had a little meeting. She could see it. She's like,
it's A1.
What did she say to her? She said, "Your strength is best in stillness."
Like, only Lady May can do that, though.
Your strength is best in stillness. My favorite line.
Oh, gosh. I want to make sure you're in this shot.
And so now we also have so many family dynamics. Mm. We have Charity and Kevin, and they've been hitting real strong with Kevin. What's
Let's
going on?
Talk, Kevin.
And Charity's excited about the baby.
Okay, so y'all. Because we watched that episode together, so we got to miss all these reactions. So I'm so glad we get to talk about that. First episode, what did you guys think about their relationship? Did you believe them? That's what I asked him. I didn't get to ask you.
Yeah, I believed them that first episode. And he wanted to have the baby. Right. And it was the right moment because she was a little vulnerable because she got kind of, you know, beat down. So I believed it.
Okay.
And it was like, I think it was the second episode where he gave the guy a look. And I mean, they were
the show and the looks, period. Yeah. The looks on the show, y'all. Y'all need to pay attention to the
and
looks.
And that's what I'm saying. That's how you know the acting is on point. Because if literally they wrote look.
Yeah.
And that's all they made. Like, that's amazing.
And I almost wanted some of the looks to be like half a second shorter. So I could still have more.
Because it's too obvious.
Because I was like, oh, is he really? That's it.
I immediately screamed. I said, oh, I think he's doing something else. Yeah. Like, I think he's not really into her. With that, it's like, so you see first episode, you see second episode, then we get to the third episode, and you see this karaoke scene where he's singing. And I'm like, the wife should have peeped that too. I'm not there. Like, so I was kind of confused of when she was going to do a little double take of why would these men send my man a drink?
Yeah.
Can we just go ahead and say what we think it is, or are we just going
to
keep?
Well, like I said,
when they got back to the room, and she was real drunk, and the gay word came out of her mouth. Now, to what context it was used, I don't remember, but it was just funny. I had to pause it, and I said to her, I was like, okay. Now, at this point, I see what you're saying. Like, to me, that's not coincidence. And then on top of that, after he goes and meets the guy, it's the looks again.
It's
and
the
I'm
same.
Like, y'all, I know these looks.
Yeah. But the thing is, I couldn't tell if him and the guy that's running that I think it's Homeless Shelter. Yeah. I don't think they've had a relationship. I think they just...
No, they're interested in each other and they're feeling each other out.
Right.
So it made me want to know, has he done anything with these guys before? Or is this the first time and he's just like, what to do? Because he had that conversation where he tells her, like, maybe we shouldn't have the baby because I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
And she was like,
what are you talking about? What are you going to hurt me? We together. Yeah, right. So that was weird. But then, you know, when he said, I found out news tomorrow, like, I'm having a baby. And the guy goes, congratulations. I said, that's the pettiest congratulations I've ever heard. Okay,
that's like, I'm happy, but I'm really not happy. But really, now I can't get you. But that ain't the truth.
You're probably still going to get him. Oh. Y'all, the death continues. I'm telling you.
Yeah, this is a large family, so a lot of things are going on.
Exactly. Wow.
One thing I noticed, well, we know that Senator Banks wants to look into these financial statements of...
Yeah.
You know, and meanwhile, Lady May is like, why are we have this rickety old jet? You know, really, and I will not fly
so
commercial.
Funny.
And so I wonder, is there really misappropriations going on at this church?
That made it obvious.
It has to be. It has to be.
And then when she made the comment about, I want a Louis Vuitton purse or whatever she said, I'm like...
Yeah.
Wait, can you clear that part up for me? Because I think I kind of missed that. Yeah. So you're saying when... Because I saw the jet part and I was kind of like, I guess the jet's messed up. But what were you saying?
Yeah, there was a moment when... they had realized another couple bought some big old house, some huge house in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they bought that house? And can you imagine we have that rickety old jet? I was like,
okay, like, it's
and
nothing.
I actually had to rewind. I was like, did you say rickety old
jet?
Right,
is that what I agree. So it's even funny because the first episode, like, we're getting to know who Lady May is. I was going to say slowly, but that's a lie. We found out in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But... we see more of the unveiling of how she's just refusing to go back to the past. And the past includes, we're not going to be broke no more.
Yeah.
We're not having any issues with this daughter that you keep saying we love, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We're not going back to, like, you know, there's a lot of things she's just trying to leave in the past. And it's very unfortunate because it's like, I feel like she's implementing that rule in the house.
Yeah.
If it was in the past, leave it in the, you know,
well,
that
she
kind
wants
of thing.
Life to be like streamlined,
perfect,
easy, and efficient.
Right, right.
And she's like, if that doesn't fit, it's just not happening. It didn't happen. It's not going to work. Yeah.
It's so
but
funny.
Gigi called her out at the dinner table about that.
Yeah.
And she was like, Mom, I can't remember exactly what she said, but she did call her out on that.
She said the truth is like too much for you. The truth is like,
she essentially accused them of killing faith.
It's like she kind of wants to, I can understand not wanting to relive the past, but in order to move forward, sometimes you do need to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with that. You have to go back to the past sometimes in order to move forward.
I totally agree with that. And I also don't understand why we haven't grieved faith a lot longer.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
But faith just died. Like,
and that's supposed to be the premise of the story, but it's so much.
Yeah,
we didn't move on.
Yeah, I'm not seeing enough of like who Faith was and like how she got to that point. But, I mean, I guess it might have been Uncle Mac, but I want to see more of that. And what I didn't realize was at one point they said she was away for 20 years, and I was like,
How old is she?
Yeah, she didn't look like she was away that long. Mm-hmm. And people still had a familiarity with her, so I figured it might have been like 10 years.
Was it Grace that was gone that long?
Yeah, 20 years.
Okay. Grace that was gone. So,
but it just seemed like it would have been a shorter time.
I agree. Especially because her kid's not 20.
Yeah, so.
I think they're going to play that out for us, and I assume that they're going to give us more faith, more flashbacks, something like that, because I know we saw a few flashbacks in episode 2.
Right.
I just need to know more, because to me, the grieving process was so short.
Yeah.
Especially like with Charity and Grace, and that's your sister.
Yeah, I don't see why there should be some moments.
It's got to be some. Especially like I would love Charity and Grace to come together and have some kind of kumbaya, so that I can believe that they're really trying
related.
To be related.
Yeah.
But I don't understand what Charity's problem with Grace was. Why does she keep saying, I don't want your help,
she's the prodigal
Grace.
Child.
Yeah.
You don't want the prodigal child stepping in
but
and
she,
making you
to
look
me,
bad.
Grace wasn't trying to help her. Grace was only saying, like,
but,
Dad, she has a sermon. Let her
but you
say
know what?
Her sermon.
Remember,
when you're the middle child, you don't
know. And she's left for 20 years. She must have left when that was her big sister who she loved and she just dipped.
Mm-hmm.
So in her mind, you abandoned me, so you're not on my team.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, but we didn't see it.
She says, stay off my team.
Yeah.
Damn.
Stay
like,
off my team.
I don't need your help, but stay off my
team. Especially when you need help. Yeah.
That's a caption. I was like, Instagram.
Stay off.
That is a caption. Okay. Wow.
Well, we got to go. Let's go into a little bit of news and gossip. So I know you were at the premiere, so you got some stuff for us.
Oh, my gosh. So I would love for us to play this interview with Oprah, guys. Amazing moment with her, but she kind of talks about what she wanted with the show. So let's go ahead and play that.
things I wanted to do with the show is to have it be fun and entertaining, but also have a message so that at the end of an episode, you don't say to yourself, what did I watch that for? Yeah. What did I give up my time for that for? So we're not ranching. Yeah.
I'm loving
Island. We're doing all right.
I'm loving the mix of Maya Angelou and Indy Irene, your character. Is that safe to say?
It's a little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
Biggest risk you were able to take as an actress?
Well, the biggest risk I'm able to take as an actress is actually coming up in an episode with, I wouldn't say it's the biggest, actually, but a really huge risk for me is, you know, I don't have a lot of anger, and I don't. I'm not a person who's ever carried a lot of anger. I have to, like, I can tell you in my life, in my entire life, and I've been around a while, the times I've actually like, yelled at somebody. I can count on one hand the times I can.
Wow.
Yeah, or raise my
voice. I have a lot of people to...
But my point is, there's a scene that Lynn and I have where I literally had to, like dig deep. Where can I find? What was I angry with? Was I angry with my grandfather in 19, whatever? And I would have to say that whole finding that space where you can pull that up. What I realized in that people who are walking around angry, they are really in trouble. Yeah, that is a lot of stuff to carry around. I had such a headache afterwards.
We can stop right there, actually.
Yeah, I think I love that you said that because I feel like a lot of people on this cast are angry. They're angry people.
Yes,
they're angry at a lot of different
things. I don't think they mean to be. Like I said, I think it's the pressure of this church and this family and where they are in society. Society pressure is all over this family.
Yeah.
We also, I got a chance to talk to the lead actress of the show, Miss Merle.
Oh,
and
amazing.
She's so amazing.
Her first lead role. Yeah,
yes. Oh, wow. So let's go ahead and hear what she had to say.
Oh my goodness.
You're specifically.
Come on. Every single moment is so full and rich and pregnant. And you can't not be present when you talk about these relationships and how deep the rifts and the pain goes between each one of her family members. And what I love is that in the pilot, you get that right away. You understand it. When you sit down and when they sit around the dinner table, you're like, I get these relationships.
Like the eye rolls have something to do.
I
love it. So what was the biggest risk you were able to take as an actress with this role?
Gosh, stillness was the biggest one. Because I think I've always been a go, you know, almost show you what I'm doing, you know, but there's something about grace that I had to trust in just being still and letting everything come through her. Because once you see everything coming in through her, stirring around, you see why she fires back, you know, and so the audience can get
look at me, I'm done. Can
take that journey with her.
I'm like,
they can experience all those relationships and all those reasons why she has not been back for 20 years, and they can take those personally for themselves, and then suddenly, all right, we're going to go out of the gates together, you and me, and we're going to take this down.
We can go ahead and stop it there. You see, I couldn't even keep breathing after that. She just let me know what I need to know, and I had to ask. In fact, I asked that one question among so many crazy questions to every single cast member, because once I watched the pilot, I was like, everybody had to have done something crazy to fit these characters.
Yeah.
Everybody had to have either dug deep, yelled the day before, ate a Twinkie. I don't know. So I was like, what was your risk? Especially for Oprah, because she hasn't been on a series in 20 years.
Yeah,
like, that's not her thing.
Yeah.
You know, she does movies, and then she
does
Oprah.
That's why she's a special guest
so
star.
It's very, yeah.
She's a special guest.
Yeah. So that was cool. We'll definitely play more of the interviews as the season progresses. So.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on those interviews.
Oh,
those
had
to be huge
just
opportunities.
Just getting to even talk to Oprah and get that information to find some
crazy.
Of that stuff.
So glad to share it with you guys. So, yay.
Yeah, and I'm excited for the rest of the season. Just
me
the way
too,
she said, like, that
just,
fire.
Yeah,
because I felt like, I still feel like something's building in her.
Yes.
And she's, like, not quite found her footing yet, but she's about to, like, blast off.
Right. Love it.
Yeah, well, we still have to actually talk about Isabel and Noah, because that's an interesting relationship.
You know what I think.
Well, with that reaction, we got to hear you.
Okay, because I was, like I said, we were watching it together, and I love what you said, because I think we both agreed. Isabel's insecure. At least she's coming off insecure in the first couple episodes. Yeah. And now that I've seen Grace, episode 3, she has every right to be insecure. Grace is playing. You know, I thought Grace was trying to, like, oh my God, so sorry I left, and it's all good.
Yeah,
you're happy. She lies. She made sure to let Noah know the truth of why she left, and we didn't ask you. We didn't, and I appreciate it and I understand it. Wrong time.
Yeah,
he's engaged.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's engaged to a woman that is still trying to get into the family, still trying to, you know, make her name, and you're not even going to give her a chance. And I can I can just tell she might not get the fair chance. I do love Isabel as a character. I feel like she's doing what she can to keep her man, but she's going to have to step it up.
Yeah.
And then Noah, I don't know. He's kind of playing too. Like, he's a little too, like, as soon as he saw Grace, first episode, she gets out the car, he's
he was already
right
going.
Back to
but
it.
And the daughter peep game. The daughter peep game. And she was even like,
she's
oh, damn,
10.
Is that obvious?
You know?
But and I loved it when she stopped by and she was like, oh, are you busy? And he was like, no, 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 come on, come on. Like, he was just like a little kid who was like, come on. And but it kind of let you know they must have had something real. It's been
really
20
special,
years.
Yeah.
You still.
Right. And she must have abruptly left without any type of closure, any type of something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll be good to see that whole kind of relationship or what they had kind of come into fruition to
and
see
did you
what
see how
happened.
Isabel was like, wow, we're so different. You know, like letting Noah know she was your past, I'm your future.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I heard immediately. And then when she said, wow, you're so independent, you went the other way, like, and I got your man.
It was shade.
The shade.
Them was flower
bombs. I was like, where are my sunglasses at? This is too much. This girl is shade. I said, leave this dinner. Why are you even here with them?
Too much, y'all.
Did you think it was a good idea for them all three to go to dinner?
Not at all. No. I understand the mentality of let me kind of clear the air and let me let my current know that this will never be anything ever again.
Right.
I understand the male point of view of that.
Right.
But coming from just a point of a time and a place, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would feel if me and you was together, okay, and Shaka was, or, okay, right, oh, Shaka was your ex, and me and you invited him to dinner, wouldn't you feel awkward? Would you even feel like that's appropriate? Like, this is your business. This has nothing to do with me. I'm of the past.
Yeah.
I don't need
and
to
we haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Years? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, that's already fucking walking on eggshells. Excuse my language. That's already
walking
on eggshells.
He said,
you know what I'm saying?
He said, that don't make no sense.
People are crazy.
Listen, it's the internet. Say what you need to. Like,
man. It's just, yeah, it's a lot of layers to get through. Oh, and then obviously Danielle. So
I didn't think she was gonna show up.
We get this like obviously ridiculous. I mean, because to me, I was like, I knew Uncle Mac was bad, but I didn't know it was like this. They were gonna go there with it. Wow. Yeah,
they were gonna show us that he really messed with the girl.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was hard to watch.
And so now we're getting Danielle, and she's like trying to explain herself. I guess maybe we should go into predictions right here.
Okay.
And so, and I'll just open it up because there's so many predictions to be had. So just. What are your predictions? Just go for it. Ooh, from Danielle to everybody.
Oh my God.
Let's just run it down.
I feel like I said, when at the very end of the conversation that her and Gigi had when they sat down at the restaurant, shout out to Danielle even having the courage to come. Yeah. The fact that you even came shows that you have something to talk about.
Yes.
If it was really a lie, you wouldn't have came.
You'd be like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Because you're still searching.
Exactly.
You're still searching.
Why are you even calling me? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So the fact that she came just went to show that something did happen. And when she said at the end, like, it's not what it looks like, it was my fault.
Yeah.
That just lets you know right there. It happened, but I didn't tell. I'm telling you without telling you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, so many characters, y'all. Like,
What can we predict?
It's hard to predict because everybody has an individual story.
Huge,
every couple has
line.
A story. So it's like, I just want to see what's next.
I agree with that 100%. I think I'm just really along for the ride.
Yeah.
But I will just say my prediction with Jacob and his wife's character. She's going to find out who he's cheating with. Because I don't think she knows. She kept saying your side piece or whatever. And now we know it's the secretary of the church, of your father. I want to see that, what's going to happen there. And how the bishop reacts, how, like, Miss, you know, Lady May, I want to know if that blows up or if it ever blows up. And then I'm very interested to see what Kevin and Charity end up. What I can't even predict. I don't know. But I'm just very interested to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm the same way where it's overwhelming. But I foresee, I don't know how far it's going to take or how long it'll take.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at some point there'll be a power vacuum. So I think the pastor's going to leave, maybe jail. Oh, who knows? Could
Dang,
be a possibility.
That's interesting.
And I think we're going to see a bunch of infighting for that top spot. And you're going to see Gigi and you're see Jacob back. Because now once the spot is open, you know Carissa's not going to let him sleep on that.
Right.
So I think we're going to see a little vacuum. And Charity wants to be up there. So
that's
we're going to see the kids really go at it. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to happen.
That is a really
that's
good
interesting,
point.
Yeah.
I like that. Great show, guys.
Well, yeah. I love the show. It's just good to see television and Black Story. stories told with different angles, yeah. different stories.
And from a realistic point, like, yeah. this is very realistic. Yeah. I'm yeah. very sure that these exact things are happening yeah. in families and in church and in real life.
Churches everywhere,
like,
yeah.
all day. So yeah. this definitely touched home, Oprah.
Good
so
stuff, shout out guys. To you, girl.
So that is our first BHL After Woo! Show. Oh, my God. It's amazing. So I'm so excited.
So dope.
Well, guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong.
You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stay. Thanks for watching.
And you guys can check me out everywhere at Mr. Carter.
And yeah, we'll see you guys next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Make sure Peace. You tweet us.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah, from so executives good.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.